Love it, love it. All right, let's get our next guest on right now. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Julie Curley. Hello.
Hello, Josie.
Hi, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. I am so excited to talk with you. You are a very gifted, you know, person. I mean, you sing in English and French. You do so many different things. Can you tell us a little bit about your French album, Confessions, that you released in 2014?
Yes, it was 2014, as you said, and it's a French album. It's all French, so French is my first language, as you may heard.
I love it.
And it's an album. It's a personal album, actually. It's my first one, and it's about relationships, you know, and how to cope with sometimes, you know, things that are harder in life. So it's very personal to me. So yeah.
Oh yeah, very relatable. A lot of things. That a lot of people go through, and
and
I think that's so great that you incorporate all that into your album Confessions. And I know that you are working on putting together a mini tour. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going?
Yeah. It actually began. You know, it was beginning in June. We played in Montreal and in the province of Quebec, and it's a tour organized by my manager. My manager is in Vancouver, so it's Rossner Music Management. So you know, and it's a tour that we've organized. You know, with a crowdfunding, so people can actually, you know, give, donate, you know, to help us to continue the tour. You know, so we also want to tour this fall, because this fall I'm launching an EP, and it's an EP funded by the Government of Canada, so we are really happy, you know, to get this grant, and we'll be continuing to do music and to tour, yeah.
Oh, well, I cannot wait for all of that. I think that is so exciting, and this EP is going to be in English, is that correct?
Yes, it's the first EP in English, and there will be Silk Stocking District, so we already launched this single last November, but it's going to be like a 6-song. It's really personal also, you know, there is a lot of piano songs, so it's more an adult contemporary song, if I may say, and we launched also the Can You Imagine video. I don't know if you have seen it, but it's a song, you know, that pays tribute to John Lennon, because I love the Beatles. So this song will be on the EP too.
I love that. Okay, so how could people enjoy that video? Could they go on like YouTube or?
Yeah, sure. They can go on my website. So juliecurley.com, and they will find, you know, my YouTube channel. And there is this video that, and it's a video that there is a live rendition, you know, because when we launched Confessions, the French album, in 2014, we played also some English songs, you know. But now we are recording this song in the studio, but they can see the video. So it's a live video of Can You Imagine?
How fun. I think that is very exciting. So all they have to do is go to juliecurley.com. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. And
please
go
there.
My YouTube channel, yeah.
Yes, everyone, please. It's super easy to do. Go and check out that video and everything else that you have out there. And can you tell us a little bit about this great song that you have, Silk Stocking District? I love the message behind this. So can you tell everybody?
It's great.
Yeah.
So this song tells the story of a feminine power in a way. You know, it's the strength of a woman who won't sleep her way to the top to achieve success. And I've used the history of silk stockings, you know, associated with woman's seduction, and also the history of Silk Stocking District. So the name once associated with Upper East Side Manhattan. So I wanted to tell this story of a young woman, you know, who seduces rich men living in the Upper East Side to get a more wealthy life, to make it on Broadway, so to advance a career, you know. And I put myself, the singer, as the narrator of the story. So I love to think that it's a feminist song in a way, you know. It's a critique of many arts, you know, music, theater, cinema, entertainment, and also other social spheres, you know, and what some women have to do or often do, you know, to advance their career. So That's the message behind it, you know.
I love the message. Absolutely. I think it's fantastic, and I hope everyone enjoys it. We're going to actually play both of your songs a little bit later on in our interview. We're going to play Silk Stocking District, and then we're going to play You Blew Me Away. So can you tell me a little bit about You Blew Me Away?
Yeah, You Blew Me Away, it's the first time, you know, it's going to be on air, so I'm really proud of it. So it has more of a country vibe, you know, so because the composer, Gilbert Quentin, is active on the country music scene in Quebec, so I use the country sound to tell a story about love, relationship, and our relationship can often be compared to seasons. So sometimes, you know, it's like a sunny summer, but sometimes it's colder, you know.
Absolutely.
And let's say the cold and snowy winter in Canada. So,
I love it. I love how relatable your music really is, all of it. And I know a lot of people are going to enjoy it. And where can people go to, you know, hear or purchase your music after the show? Where can they go to find all of the music that they're going to hear?
For the album Confession, they can go on my website, so it's juliecurry.com, but they can also go on iTunes to purchase Silk Stocking District, and I also today I've launched two albums of covers, so it's fresh, it's out today. So there is two albums, you know, it's the first one, it's Top 40, it's songs, you know, by Adele, Sia, Taylor Swift, Coldplay. And the other one, it's covering the classics, you know, so Janis Joplin, The Beatles, Bob Dylan, even Céline Dion in French. So they can go on iTunes, yeah.
Oh, please, everyone, go and check that out. I love that you do that. What is your favorite cover to do? What was your favorite song?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
I know, you do a lot.
I love singing Janis Joplin. I love her voice, I love her feeling, and I think that she passed away too soon. So I love singing Janis, and also the Beatles, you know. I love Let It Be. There is Let It Be on the cover album, and Let It Be for me, it's an uplifting song for me, so... Yeah.
It is. Well, I hope everyone goes and checks it out. Once again, juliecurly.com. And also, do you have any social networking sites that you would like, you know, people to go and check out? Any Facebook or Twitter or all that?
Yes, yes. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Facebook, it's Julie Curly Music. So they should come join me and give me their comments.
Yes, please do, everyone. Show some love after the show. Show some love. I love it. I love it. And I'm so excited to be able to play both of your songs here in just a moment. But I have some fun questions for you first, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
I love fun questions. They're not anything crazy, I promise. The first one, what is one moment in your career so far that you would love to relive? What's been kind of a highlight for you?
To relive, I must say the launching of Confessions. It was great. You know, it was like a two-hour show, you know, being able to be on stage and, you know, speak about your life, speak about, you know, sharing your stories, you know, I think it's always amazing, you know, and I cannot take that for granted, you know. Each time I'm on stage, you know, it's a privilege to me. So choosing one moment, it's difficult.
But
I'm not funny, no.
I love it. I think it's great. And, you know, I think that's going to be a moment for you that you will never forget. I mean, the launching of Confessions is going to be something that you're going to look back and be like, that was incredible. That was an incredible moment.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, for sure. And the next fun question here for you, while, you know, going back to performing here, while performing, have you ever had anything kind of go wrong while performing live? Anything that did not go as planned?
Yes, one time I had this show with a cover band, you know, and it was in winter. It was in a tent, you know, and there was no warmth, so there was a malfunction in the system, in the electric system. So it was very cold. We were there in our winter coats, and I was singing, you know, "Hit Me with Your Best Shot," and I fell off. I fell off on the ground, you know. So it was pretty stupid, you know, and I felt really stupid there. But and the irony is that I was, you know, singing "Hit Me with Your Best Shot," so with -30 degrees, so no, it was awful.
Oh my goodness, I heard that one a lot. I mean, that happens so many times with artists. I mean, that it's crazy. That and forgetting lyrics. Those are like the two top ones that happen, you know?
But I did not forget my lyrics, you know. I continue to sing, so that's a good
bonus.
Point there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that is actually, you know, really great because you picked yourself up. You know, it's fun now. But back then, I'm sure that, you know, it was embarrassing, but you kept going. You did your thing. You know, just keep going.
Yeah, sure.
I love it. And then the next fun question here for you, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies.
I love to watch movies. You know, I'm a big movie fan. I've studied cinema. I'm a film teacher. So I must say movies, you know, any kind of movies, you know, comedy, horror, you know, I love movies, yeah. I cannot stand for anything else, yeah.
Oh,
and recently I went to LA, you know, it was my first time to California, and I just loved it out there, you know. I went touring all the studios, and so I'm a big movie fan, yeah.
Oh, you are in your zone, I'm sure, because you said you're a film teacher, right? You're like,
yeah,
you're into
yeah.
that. Wow. So that was your element. You had a great time. I could tell. That is very cool. Very, very neat. I love that, too.
Yeah.
I love every single movie known to man.
And what's your favorite one?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. I love Titanic. I like older movies.
Okay.
Yes, I love Titanic. Made me cry, but I loved it. And I loved Elf. That movie made me laugh. I love Elf. Yeah, I just love all sorts of different things. What's your favorite movie, would you say?
Oh, that's difficult. You know,
I know.
I could say three maybe. You know, I love Modern Times by Charlie Chaplin.
Mm-hmm.
I love the French movie Amélie. It's Le Fabuleux Destin d'Amélie Poulain. Amélie, I don't know if you've seen that.
I'll have to check that out. I could probably Google it. To find
that's amazing. Yeah, that's an amazing film. And I love Wings of Desires by Wim Wenders. So it's a German movie. So this one is it's my top one. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're gonna have
but
to give
I love,
some more
you know,
movie suggestions.
Documentaries about music also. So you know, Woodstock, 3 Days of Peace and Music. It's an amazing documentary. So
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, you're definitely going to have to give me some more movie suggestions because it seems like
sure.
a lot of great films. So please let me know.
Yeah, sure, I can definitely do that, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so I'm excited to start playing your music here. So how about we start with Silk Stocking District, and we'll be back in just a moment, okay? Is that cool?
Amazing.
Perfect. I'm excited to play this for everybody. So here we go, Silk Stocking District by Julie Curley. We'll be right back in just a moment. Here we go.
Having breakfast at the sun. came across Martin Scorsese. Maybe he could have a role for me. Turned out you were an extra after lunch, nothing to movies. As a whole bunch of wannabe actors, you made your auditions in all jail chambers. After all, sleeping your way to stardom was a cheap or stupid for your reputation. Feel cheap. But this time you never looked so bleak. The falling stars never felt so weak. The tiny skirts never looked so cheap. Broadway dreams never felt as far. They never felt as far. Oh no, oh no.
Are back. That was Silk Stocking District by Julie Curley. And the next song here that we have is called You Blew Me Away. So how about we play this and we'll be right back, all right? Let's do it. I love it. I love it. All right, here we go. You Blew Me Away. And we'll be right back in just a moment here at the Josie Show. So I hope you enjoy. We Are Back. That was You Blew Me Away. And Julie, I want to thank you again so, so much for coming on and chatting with me. We really appreciate having you.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and we would love to have you come back anytime, okay?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Perfect,
and
perfect.
Thanks for doing this. You know, it's very welcome for indie music, so it's very important what
Absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely. Well, we're here for you whenever you have any new music. Just let us know, and we would love to have you back on and feature it, okay?
Thank you.
Anytime. Talk with you again real soon. I hope you have a great rest of your day or night.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Perfect. Thank you. Julie Curley, everyone. Please make sure you check her out. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julie. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.